From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Abby Larico. GOP Senator Josh Hawley is facing his first re-election campaign since he was elected to office in 2018.
Is this a tough time? You bet it is. Is this a challenging time? Yes, it is. Is this a dangerous time? In many ways, it is. But you know what? We're called to this hour.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at how Democrat Lucas Kuntz could derail Hawley's chances for a second term. That's after this news on The Gateway. Police issued their final report Monday on the October 2022 shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. Its findings include that the 19-year-old who killed two people and injured several others at the St. Louis school had told a psychiatrist just a few months before that he had briefly thought of carrying out such an act. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman reports.
The suspect had been seeing a psychiatrist after a suicide attempt in July 2022. At one appointment, he mentioned in passing that he had thought about shooting up Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. The psychiatrist says the suspect did not indicate that he wanted to carry out violence and had not come up with a plan to do so. She told police she worked to teach the suspect how to regulate his thoughts, but she does not appear to have reported the comment to law enforcement. The report makes it clear that the suspect, who graduated from CVPA in 2021, was struggling with his mental health. He had had two inpatient stays at psychiatric hospitals. Police killed him in a firefight. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Experts say adults are key in supporting young people as they work through the trauma and anxiety tied to school shootings. Bart Andrews is the chief clinical officer at Behavioral Health Response. He says research shows the impact of childhood trauma is dependent on how the adults in their lives respond.
This horrible event happened. We need to acknowledge this horrible event happened. We do acknowledge that you're going to have some intense feelings and some negative experience connected to this thing because that's natural. At the same time, we need to model healthy coping strategies, model that you will get through this. Here's how we're going to get through this.
Andrews made his comments on St. Louis on the Air. The troubled real estate developer Green Street continues to face mounting financial problems. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports the city of St. Louis sued the company for tax delinquency late last week.
Collector of Revenue Gregory Daly filed suit to collect a little more than $36,000 in unpaid earnings or payroll taxes from Green Street Carondelet Investors, LLC. No attorney was listed for the defendant, which is one of the many Missouri LLCs registered to Green Street founder and CEO Philip Hules. Green Street faces significant challenges right now after last month's closure of the Armory and a lawsuit this month from People's National Bank that seeks more than $24 million. Other companies have sued the developer this year, and in three cases, the courts ordered Green Street to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the organizations they owed money. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Election Day is 1 week from today, but early voting is already underway in the St. Louis area, and voters in the city of St. Louis will now be able to track wait times at polling places before going to cast their ballots. St. Louis Public Radio's Aula Cousiz reports a website launched this week will help voters and election officials.
The website features an interactive map that shows how many people are in line to vote at early voting locations in St. Louis. Voters can use it to decide when and where to cast their ballots. Ben Borgmeyer is the city's Democratic Director of Elections. He says the map will also help officials quickly respond to issues at polling stations.
What happens on Election Day, you don't necessarily know until it happens. And so if you can see a place that has a line around the block, the idea would be to try to get more resources there to try to manage it better.
St. Louis County launched a similar map 4 years ago. You can find links to the maps at stlpr.org. I'm Arla Cousiz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says his party cannot be successful with Donald Trump as the de facto leader of the GOP. Edgar says Illinois Republicans need to become more moderate as a party and find a way to win the governor's office.
Because Trump in Illinois is just doesn't work. And is if his people are in control, even though it's a state election, I think that'll carry over. And I think that would hurt our chances.
Edgar says he will be voting for Kamala Harris because he says it's not just enough to withhold a vote from someone who isn't fit for office. Edgar served two terms as Illinois governor in the 90s and did not seek a third term. Missouri is implementing a new driver's license system aimed at cutting down wait times and making DMVs more efficient. As Kate Mays reports, the new process is scheduled to begin November 12th.
The Missouri Department of Revenue will upgrade DMVs to new computers, tablets, and workstations so people can complete some steps before speaking with an employee. Drivers between the ages of 21 and 49 will now be able to renew their licenses online every other time, meaning they could go a full 12 years between DMV visits. Drivers can also apply online to replace a lost or damaged license. In order to make the changes, Missouri DMVs will not be processing new ID applications from November 6th to 11th. I'm Kate Mays.
Missouri's U.S. Senate race between Democrat Lucas Kuntz and Republican incumbent Josh Hawley is arguably the most competitive and combative statewide contest this year. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Kuntz and Hawley are pitching strikingly different messages in the campaign's final stretch.
Hello, O'Fallon. How you doing?
It's a gorgeous day in O'Fallon, Missouri, where U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is speaking before a group of ardent supporters outside the Mid-America Veterans Museum.
Is this a tough time? You bet it is. Is this a challenging time? Yes, it is. Is this a dangerous time? In many ways, it is. But you know what? We're called to this hour.
Since getting elected to the U.S. Senate in 2018, Hawley has sought to stand out in a number of different ways, including by challenging his party's orthodoxies. He's embraced some pro-union policy positions, and he's also chastised powerful GOP leaders who refused to pass a measure compensating St. Louis residents for radioactive waste exposure. But perhaps Hawley's most high-profile divergence from most of the GOP Senate caucus occurred on January 6, 2021, when he became the first senator to object to Joe Biden's win in Pennsylvania. Hawley says he has no regrets about refusing to certify Biden's victory there.
Now, having said that, I would hope that what happened in Pennsylvania in 2020 would never, ever happen again in American history.
That's what somebody who was here told me. They were like, check these out. Yeah, and I was like, well, all right.
A couple of days later, at a pharmacy in St. Louis, Kuntz is talking about the need to break up pharmacy benefit managers like Express Scripts, companies he says are making it harder for independent pharmacies to survive.
The people of the state want to take power back. They're tired of living in food deserts. They're tired of living in pharma deserts.
Kuntz has emphasized his agreements with GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump on some issues, including support for tariffs on China and for removing taxes on tips. But he's also sought to contrast himself with Hawley, particularly on the issue of abortion rights.
The guy I'm running against, Josh Hawley, is the worst member of Congress on women's reproductive rights.
Despite being the challenger, Kuntz consistently raised more money than Hawley since he got into the race last year. And that could be why Hawley is aggressively attacking Kuntz in speeches, in debates, in ads, and even during a memorable confrontation at the Missouri State Fair. In particular, Hawley says Kuntz's failure to endorse Democrat Kamala Harris takes the wind out of any January 6 criticisms.
And right now, fundamentally, he's just another dishonest liberal. I mean, he should say, who's he going to vote for? If he's serious about those criticisms, is he going to vote for Trump?
Kuntz says he did not get into the U.S. Senate race to tell people how to vote for president. And he says Hawley is trying to bamboozle Missourians into thinking he's a fighter for them when he hasn't produced many accomplishments over his 6 years in Washington.
He knows he's unlikable. He knows that his positions are completely out of line with everyday Missourians.
Thus far, polling shows Hawley with a comfortable lead. That could reflect both Missouri's rightward drift and how he's secured support from religious conservatives like St. Charles County resident Gail Richard.
I support him because he's a man of values that represents America and what we were before, even back to the founding fathers.
But Kuntz is hoping that Amendment 3, which would legalize abortion in Missouri, galvanizes voters like Shannon B. The Kirkwood resident says she doesn't trust Hawley on reproductive rights and finds his rhetoric on other issues to be too extreme.
I've voted for Republicans in the past. I think when you align yourself with that rhetoric, as our Republican politicians in Missouri have done, I think it makes it hard for me to think about voting for them.
The Hawley-Kuntz race may come down to whether enough Missourians have become disenchanted with GOP messaging and politicians, are if voters still want the party to represent them in the highest corners of federal politics. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. You can find much more of our coverage of the candidates and issues this election, plus our STLPR voter guide at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.